Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hola, socios. Hola, equipo. My name is Neil.
I'm Liam.
This is John Nurnberger from Kansas City, Missouri, USA.
Morey Field near Brisbane in Queensland.
Edinburgh.
Barcelona.
And I'm a socio.
I'm a socio of The Big Interview.
My name is Neil. I'm originally from Scotland, but now living in Barcelona. Hey, why did I become a socio? Well, you could reference Mr. Hunter's knowledge and access to some great football characters, but I'm going to go for his exceptional use of swear words. He really seems to strike the right chord. They're not overused. As a Scotsman, it's something I really value. My favourite interview of the season, I'm going to go for Kevin Kilbane. He came across as a really open, honest, funny and down-to-earth guy. In general, seemed like the sort of person you could happily sit down, have a pint with him and just listen to his stories.
Morning, everybody. Thanks for being with The Big Inside View during the Russian World Cup. I'm reliably informed that while I was in Russia, Slaven Bilic became one of the stars of ITV's punditry. Typically forthright, opinionated, funny, had Ian Wright and Roy Keane even, either in hoots of laughter or smiling evilly. But about a year ago, we sat down and spoke to Slaven Bilic in northern Germany on West Ham's pre-season tour. And he spoke about player development, focusing on Luka Modric. He spoke about the way in which Croatia came through as knights, soldiers in Euro 96, which led to an infamous clash, a defeat against Germany, where 2 years later they played Germany again in France 98, the last time that they came this close to a World Cup final, just as they were against England this week. Bilic went on in that World Cup semi-final in 1998 against France, the nation they'll face in the Luzhniki on Sunday night, to be part of a very dramatic incident with Laurent Blanc. So you have here one of the most famous Croatian footballers of all time and a friend of The Big Interview talking about why it is that Croatia develops such players, why it is that Croatia have such unity at tournaments, and what it was like to be within touching distance of the World Cup final 20 years ago and to lose against the same opponent they'll face in Moscow on Sunday night. It's a little Big Interview bonus for you.
The whole thing now, one of the biggest subjects in Croatia every year or whatever, it doesn't always have to come from Croatia or Serbia or Bosnia, is how ex-Yugoslavian team would look now. Like, not only Modric, Rakitic, but Modric, Rakitic, Mandžukić, plus Dzeko, plus Tadic, or whoever from Serbia, Kolarov, or them, or them, or them. I don't know, because I didn't play for Yugoslavia. Maybe Mandžukić wouldn't be in the position to start his career that early. Because Croatian league, okay, as we say, everything is about the balance in everything.
For every...
So Croatian league is not the greatest league. Of course it's not the greatest league. But Croatian league gave opportunity to Modric, Mandžukić, Krančar, Srna, whoever, Perišić, whoever, Badel, Čurluka, to play when they were 18. Mm. And it's also the league that it's on the telly. It's also the league that it's on the papers. So that's the big difference between. I remember once I was flying from Zagreb to London or London to Zagreb, and I read 442 magazine, and there was an article about a great Arsenal generation that won the Youth Cup in whatever, I don't know what season, and like where they are now. And of course, the journalists, they wanna slaughtered the...
Why didn't
Arsenal
they come through?
Or whatever. Only one made it.
Yeah.
Maybe Matthew Upson or whoever. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Yeah, but it's it's difficult. It's impossible because you want to have the best league in the world, and that the team is full of Thierry Henry, so there is Bergkamp, or this one, or this one, or this one, this one. In Croatia, when you are 17 or 18, you are talented.
You play.
And you are also giving interviews. And you are also on television. And you are playing very competitive games. By the way, Modric, when he was in Dinamo Zagreb, and Modric at Arsenal at that time was like equivalent number 10 of the youth team. Modric, when he was 20, in space of 2 years, from 18 till 20, he already played 20 games for under-21s when I was his manager.
Yeah.
Then he already played 50 games for Dinamo Zagreb, also qualifications for Champions League against Werder Bremen, against Arsenal. Played European League, 6 games. Full stadium, packed. At the same time, this guy, he didn't play. He only trained. He only trained with Bergkamp.
Are we talking about travel, pressure, responsibility, learning,
review? Everything. Modric in that time kicked all the boxes that were important and necessarily for his improvement of the player.
That take a talent. Let's say, for example, on your argument, from the 442 article, maybe there was a 6 or an 8 or a 3 in the Arsenal team of the same quality as Modric. But he lost minimum 2 years before he was judged in terms of pressure, responsibility, learning, training, review, because he didn't play.
Probably there was none of Modric.
I used the wrong name. Even when I said Modric, I used the wrong name.
But
about your argument,
I bet you that minimum half of them would have made a respectable career in football if they were Croatians.
What does 98 feel like? Because now it's a completely different experience, I imagine. You lose Boxic to injury.
Yeah.
But you've got tournament experience. Each of you has grown a little bit in your clubs. You know where the gap is. You go to France where, I guess, the field allows you... I always think the European Championship is possibly more elite. There are...
Yeah, yeah. It's more difficult to win the World Cup. To win, of course, it's more difficult to win the World Cup because you have Germany, you have Brazil. At least you have Brazil and Argentina.
For sure.
At least that. You have more, but at least that. But to pass the group... It's more difficult to pass the
in
group
the Euros.
In Euros.
Yeah.
Old-fashioned Euros, like when you have 4 teams, 2 goals. But we came as a... We had a really bad qualifications. We were also slaughtered back home. And Danes, what is like irony, Danes helped us because they didn't lose. If they had lost the last game in a group stage, in our group against Greece, we would be third. They drew 0-0. They were first, we were second, we went to playoffs against Ukraine. Greece go out. So Danes help us, Schmeichel and them. So at the World Cup, our group is, we are like a little bit, we are shaky. We all have careers for our clubs and all that. No. But we are, the press and everything, you know what I mean? We are not that great. We are underachieving. And group is Jamaica, Japan, Argentina. We are Argentina the favorites, but behind them we are supposed to go through. Because especially back home, Jamaica, nothing. Japan, they don't think.
But everybody knows Japan can play by then.
But,
that's for sure.
But
yeah, listen, Slaven, we come from Scotland.
Yeah.
Against Scotland, everybody's an underdog. Okay,
so
Jamaica 10 goals, Japan 6.
Yeah, okay,
we understand.
So we beat Jamaica, okay, not easy, but 3-1. Second game against Japan is very difficult. It was played in Nantes. It was 42 degrees on a pitch. And I remember them having a great chance in the first half that Ladic stopped, the goalkeeper, who'd had a brilliant tournament. And then, of course, Shuker.
Davar, it has to be Davar.
One chance.
Yeah.
He scored the goal 10, 12 minutes to go, and we beat them 1-0. So suddenly we are, before the Argentina game, we are through. Us and Argentina, 6 points each. Both of them are 0. The group was like that. We are through.
The press conference is sensational.
Yeah, press conference. He changed the game. He changed the team against Argentina again. And then last 16, Romania. Romania, very good team, of course, but not better than us. Very difficult game.
Difficult penalty. To pick out who's a Romanian?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blonde, yeah.
All blonde?
All. Okay. All. They all like their hair and all that, but difficult game, but 1-0 penalty, Shuker, well-deserved, 1-0. And you know, we are, that's one thing that I'm telling to most of the international, I told the story to most of international coaches or managers when we were on those seminars, because I was 6 years, you know what I mean. I wasn't like 1 year.
In charge of Croatia.
Yeah, I was 6 years. It's a long, long
2006, 2012,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And that's regarding to this story about 98. You read, it's not against them, but just to say the story, to tell the story. You read about problems in Dutch camp. Like after 3 weeks together. You read about the problems in Serbia camp, Yugoslavia camp, that camp.
England camp.
Yeah, but you know what? The biggest difference between qualifications and tournaments. In qualifications, you gather on Sunday night. The game is on Friday or Saturday. Sunday night, you come, yeah, you're in a hotel, all that, yeah, how do? You see your friends, you play abroad, he plays there, you play there, you see some puff, 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 then Monday, you see some relatives, blah, 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 all that, have a coffee, have a this, this, and that, you are training, puff, puff, Thursday, you are traveling, and then it's all,
game day,
good. Game day, ooh. You win, bye-bye, see you next month, you know, bye-bye, see you,
it sounds pretty good,
so good,
yeah.
If you lose, not that good, but it goes like this, puff, puff, puff. You qualify.
Hmm.
You go 3 weeks before to a kind of a pre-season, after the season.
Yeah.
Pre-season, and then group stage is another 2 weeks. So it's 5 weeks. End of May, beginning of June. You're supposed to be on holidays. After the long season, 50 men, players, staff, 50 men all together.
5-0.
5-0, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's be clear.
All together for 5 weeks. Big egos. This. You have to manage it. So, I read, is it 94 or 98? I don't know. Dutch camp problems. This camp.
96.
Program. Yeah, yeah. Or they Davids lose the second home. Game, the Serbians, they lose the second game always 6-0. You know, like 7-1 or whatever.
Nigeria 98, exactly. They argue about money.
It's hard. In Croatia, no matter who's the manager, you think it's because of you. No, it's not because of you. It wasn't because of Blažević, it wasn't because of me, it's not now because of Čačić or whoever was the manager. Our players, the more they are together, the more they enjoy.
Yeah.
And that was with our generation, and that is even now with this generation. In Croatia, no matter who's the manager, you think it's because of you. No, it's not because of you. It wasn't because of Blažević, it wasn't because of me, it's not now because of Čačić or whoever was the manager. Our players, the more they are together, the more they enjoy.
Yeah.
And that was with our generation, and that is even now with this generation. Listen, 2008, I'm the manager. We are in Austria. We won all three games in the group stage. Austria 1-0, Germany 2-1, Poland 1-0. Lost in quarterfinals against Turkey in a very hurtful way.
I blame the fourth official.
Yeah.
If the substitute...
They blame me.
Okay, no.
Of course, but that's my responsibility. Yeah, but I'm not talking about that now. So we are together for 6 weeks, six and a half. big disadvantage. I thought we were going to win it. Mm-hmm. I thought we were going to win it. The players also thought that we were going to win it. So the down is unbelievable. The down is like, puff. Tomorrow we go home, go to Sheraton Hotel in Zagreb, and like, I say, like, okay, guys, get over that or whatever, see you in a couple of months' time, August, no qualifications and all that. And I see, hey, believe me, see 10 of them, but 10, not 4. Not all of them, but 10 of them. They go together to a restaurant to have a dinner. And I go, hey, I go.
After 7 weeks together.
After 7 weeks. That's the thing about Croatia. So back to 98, we beat Romania, but we are not bored. We are enjoying to be together. You know, we are rising. Really, we are so happy that we are staying a few more days. And we are so happy that we are playing Germany.
You remind me.
You can't believe that what kind of energy can that gather?
Who said they are knights of Croatia? Who said Tudjman was giddy with victory like a kid? Because we were in the middle of that game. We were talking about revenge, the big revenge scenario. Yeah, Croatia-Germany.
Revenge, but revenge is...
Don't tell me it doesn't count.
It doesn't count. Revenge
come on.
I was a hard player, but I don't like the word revenge, you know, in football.
Because?
You know, because it's not. It shouldn't be there. Revenge.
Every good coach, every good player tells me the same.
Yeah, no, I mean...
We believe in it, but yeah,
okay,
you don't.
But who said that? It was... Everybody was saying that. Tudjman was saying that. Our president. He was saying that all the time, that we are Croatian knights. And he was... And that was the difference between Croatia then and Croatia 10 years after. Like, or Croatia then and Serbia then, or ex-Yugoslavia, or Yugoslavia, because they were called still Yugoslavia, and all that. And it was good when you know that your president, the president of your country, is like a football fan, you know. He came twice to France.
To France 98, the World Cup.
Yeah. And he cared about it. He knew personally all of us. We were going, some of us were going on very, not private, not one against one, but like dinners or conversations with him. Boban and Šuker more than us, but I was also once. You know, and you feel.
It matters.
Also, it matters, of course. It makes you also a better player, more confident or whatever. It's nice, you know. At least it doesn't harm. So the adrenaline we have, although the adrenaline there, 98, was, we were more normal football team than 96. 96, we were army. We were like soldiers. We were like knights, as you have said. 98, still, we had more proud than other countries, other national teams. We had more because still we were very young country, still the war was very recent, unfortunately, and all that. But we were becoming more like a normal national team.
So as footballers, you were more experienced, more streetwise, tournament mentality, which we just talked about. And also you said you learned in 96 in the defeat, the narrowness of the quality gap against Germany was very, very small indeed.
Yeah, but in the end, sorry to interrupt
no,
you,
no,
but
please.
At the end of the day, it's all great, like, you know, when you have a successful story, then every month or every year you add something to make it like a Hollywood story, like you were more mature.
We do this, journalists
at the
do
end
this.
Of the day,
I accept, we do
the
this.
End, and we agree. Because after your career, it also helps you, you know what I mean? You like to talk about it, or you like to be talked about. And you love to be better player or bigger legend than you normally was or were. The difference between 96 and 98 mm-hmm. in a game against Germany mm-hmm. it is that we were more lucky, 98. And 96, as you have said, we weren't lucky.
I'm
Germans were lucky.
I'm really
because
surprised.
I remember the game. I played that game. And I remember the game, and I already had a joke in that game with Boban. It's like first 20 minutes, they are all over us. They are all over us. And I go to Boban and I go to him, Zvone, why don't we let them score a goal? And then they're going to sit a little bit back. And in the second half, Shuker is going to score anyway, because he always scores. Because this is like, we can't stand it. You know what I mean? They're going. They were better team, much better team. Ladic had a couple of great saves against Birov, 0-0. And then, I think 2 minutes to go, 2 minutes before the halftime.
Break, yeah.
2 minutes before the break, Jarni scored a cracker for 25 meters or whatever, or 22, or a brilliant left
gorgeous
foot.
Gorgeous goal.
1-0. So it's 1-0. And then their player, Worms, got sent off. And we are going at a halftime. 1-0. And they are with 10 men. Oh, okay. Brilliant. So we come back. Second half. And again, they have a brilliant chance. Ladic again saved. And then, poof, Vlahović scored again, cracker, 2-0. And then, as I told you, like on Wembley, 2-0, we are the best team in the world. then it could have been 5.
Yeah.
But we were the difference. Okay, I agree. I like sometimes to talk extremes to get my point, you know. But I agree, we were more matured. We more believed. We entered the game that they are not better. Like, as 96, we entered the game, maybe we have a chance.
Thinking better, yeah, but not believing.
But 98, we believed that we can beat them.
Jarni's goal is brilliant. It's not luck that Werns is sent off, isn't luck. Things go your way, the cards fall your way. But that was their worst defeat in 44 years. We're going to finish at the end of 1998. So we finish with this about, you talked about luck. Lilian Thuram scores 2 goals in his international career.
Yeah.
They're both against you. You're winning. One of them is off his left foot. As if he was the greatest left-footed player ever. It's the better goal. The first goal is an overload. Let's leave that game aside. Let's leave Laurent Blanc aside, who pushed you in your face with his left hand.
Okay.
Today it's a red card.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
It doesn't
yeah,
matter about...
It was even then a red card, but okay.
But today there's no argument, because if you raise your hand and you touch a face,
but it wouldn't have been an argument even then if it wasn't home side, you know, home side,
France,
final, you know.
And Blanc doesn't
and
go to
Laurent
the final.
Laurent Blanc, his nickname is Professor, you know, he's a very polite guy anyway. I liked him, you know what I mean, and I didn't want him to be sent off, but I was afraid of mine because I was already in booking with booking from the game against Romania. But anyway, okay.
So I wonder, does Frank Leboeuf ever send you a nice postcard
no.
or a little phone call
no, no,
to
no,
say,
no,
hey,
no.
hey Slaven, because I say this because I'm reporting on the final and we go to the final and we see the team sheet and the first team sheet comes out and it says, O Animal, Edmundo. He's in the 11. The team sheet comes out, and 20 minutes later, the team sheet comes out again, and he's not there, and Ronaldo plays. And Ronaldo, it's so sad. Whoever wins the final, he shouldn't have been handicapped in that final, his first final. But downstairs in Stade Denis, as a group of reporters, because Frank Leboeuf knows us from the Premier League, and I'm saying to him, Frank, you've won it. We've talked about winning it. What was the experience like? And he said, at the time I thought it was a bad thing to say. Now I understand. He went, it was easy. Because Ronaldo wasn't right. It was a mistake to play him. And I think anybody who loves football feels sorry that he didn't play at his full potential. But if it was easy, and Lilian Thuram doesn't score the only 2 goals of his international career, then it's Croatia-Brazil. And it's you against a tired, sick Ronaldo. It is.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell me now, do you never dream? You're such a practical man, you never dream. that could have been us, not me, or if only, or gosh, how, or did you watch the final?
No, I didn't even watch the final. Of course, I watched the highlights after, or whatever, Zidane's goal. Or of course, I would have loved sometimes, like now, of course, you are dreaming and all that, but to be fair, I think more about Euro 2008, if we are talking about disappointments, or what could have happened.
I really hope you're enjoying these World Cup shows. We've got huge plans for next season, but we do need your help to make them happen. Go to patreon.com/GrahamHunter right now to become a socio, a member, to join us, to support us. You'll get an extra big interview every month, plus lots of other bonus content. Last season, our members got 9 exclusive big interviews, including Rafa van der Vaart, Troy Deeney, and Roberto Di Matteo. So go to patreon.com/GrahamHunter. Do it now, please.